We celebrate Trinity Sunday. God the Father, one God, and three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which was revealed to us when Jesus came at least a couple of times. And so we acknowledge our great God, and certainly all three, the one God, they're, you know, all powerful, all knowing, all loving. It's God who holds everything in existence. God always was, obviously will always be. And God is the one who created the entire world and the universe. And so I just want to drill in on that element, the creation, what God has shown us. If you think about it, how do we come to believe in God? What is one of the more prominent ways that we can come to believe in God? Certainly, I would argue with you, it's the creation of the world. Certainly we know about Jesus. Jesus rose from the dead. We don't find his body. There was witnesses, so there's certainly evidence that. That you know, we can come to a belief in God through Jesus, but Jesus isn't still here physically. Well, he is spirit, totally there in the tabernacle, but we don't see the guy Jesus walking around. So what do we see though on a regular basis around us? What are some signs and things that show us and tell us of God? Well, it's the created order. It's the world. We look at the created world and look at just how marvelous and wonderful it is made. It's just awesome, if you think about it. You know, the science is the study of what is. And so science kind of studies, you know, well, what is nature? How does the laws of nature work? It's sad because science has become actually a religion these days. People say that, well, science explains everything. It actually doesn't. Science is just explaining what's there, but it still has a lot more to explain, and there's certain things that science can't explain, obviously. But the created order, if you look around, you just see all the intricacies and all these things. It's just like, this is amazing. Now, there's some that say, well, you know, it all came by chance. Well, that's kind of not even scientific. It's not even logical. How can something that's so complex and so awesome, how can it just kind of come about on its own? It doesn't make any sense if you think about it. There has to be a creator. Everything in the world is so intricate and delicate, and we're finding it out more and more as we, as human persons, you know, because we're disrupting certain systems and things in creation, and we're wondering, well, why are the animals dying, or why are the bees going away, or whatever. Maybe because we're doing something that's harmful. So for us, really, as we grow scientifically, we just understand more and more the intricacies and the awesomeness of the created order. So who else would have done it other than God? I mean, that actually having God as our creator, it's actually scientific, because you have an all-powerful being who would have brought the world into existence. And all the intricacies had to be basically there from the beginning. You can't have something happening and then this thing comes later on. They all have to work together. And that would be God. And if creation is called to draw us to God, if that's one of the main ways that God wants to draw us to himself. Remember, what does God want for us? He wants us to respond to his love. He created the world and he created each one of us. He wants us to respond to his love, but he can't force himself on us. He has to let us choose. So he gives us enough evidence to see him, to acknowledge him, to search for him, and ultimately to find him. That's the created order. It's a huge part of that. Huge part in the creation. So we can find God. And we look at it, it's just like, what has he done? What has the Lord done for us? So creation, it makes sense that God created it. It's to draw us to himself. And he did it. He did it the way he wanted it. So that it draws us to himself. One of the things, you know, if the devil can undermine God's creation, and God, and he is, if he can convince people that there's no God, then that's what he wants. He wants to convince us there's no God. And if somehow we can say, well, the created order, the universe, it just came about by chance, there wasn't any creator, that kind of gets God out of there, gets God out of the picture. And if God is out of the picture, remember what happened to Adam and Eve? The devil tempted them and said, oh, you will become like gods if you basically disobey God. So if the devil can convince people there is no God, then they become gods. And they can determine and choose or whatever how they want things to be. That's problematic. Because then human persons start determining what's maybe right and wrong, what's proper order, and things get out of order. So we want to maintain God as the focus, and so one of the things the devil wants to do is get God out of creation and say, well, God really didn't do it. He really didn't create the world. We have that today, where people believe that God did not create the world. We believe, as Catholics, that God created the world. Also, one of the things, too, is as persons, we're created with both body and soul. We have a physical body. We also have a spirit called the soul. Spirits are spiritual things. How did that get created? Unless God created it, and he did. So for us to really acknowledge, you know, God created the world and the universe. He created us, each one of us. And the church has taught, you know, this. It's just in the last years there's been confusion. Even the Bible reaffirms and confirms that God created the world. We heard about that in that first reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Obviously, Genesis talks about the creation. And oh, by the way, there was only one person who would have known how creation happened. Well, three persons, actually. It would have been the Trinity. God was there when he created the world. So he would have known how it happened. And shared that with Moses, who wrote Genesis. So Deuteronomy, Moses is talking, and Deuteronomy is the last speech that Moses gives to the Israelites before Moses dies. The Israelites are about ready to pass into the promised land. So Deuteronomy, Moses kind of says to them, you have seen all kinds of wonders and marvels that the Lord has done for you. I mean, you look at all the things that happened in Egypt with the 10 plagues. They crossed the Red Sea. God did that. And the whole Pharaoh's entire army was destroyed. And then they were living in the desert for 40 years just on manna from heaven, the bread from heaven. Why? Did their clothes wear out? Their clothes didn't wear out. There's all kinds of other things that they saw. It was just like amazing that Moses acknowledging, you have seen the wonders that God has done for you. Blessed are you. And he says, there hasn't seen such wonders since the creation of man. Since the beginning, the creation of man. So in other words, when God created the world, it was awesome. The wonders that God showed forth are awesome. So Moses is emphasizing that when God created man, there was wonders and marvels beyond belief that happened. Yeah, the creation, if you create the entire universe and the world, that would be pretty magnificent. And that's what God did. The all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent being who holds everything in existence created the world, the entire universe. And He creates each one of us. So, you know, we come here and we celebrate the Trinity. We just acknowledge the magnificent, the awesomeness, the power of God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And just how much He shows us that He loves us. He created the world for us to see His power and magnificence. And then He creates each one of us to respond to that love. And ultimately, He wants each one of us to be with Him in heaven. So we just are grateful for God. We just thank God and just help us really to believe that He is indeed the Creator, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.